Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guests, Bill Thompson, and that new sensation of the cinema, Sidney Greenstreet, and Charlie McCarthy.
Bergen, I forgot to thank you for taking me to the Academy Award dinner.
Oh, well, that's quite all right, Charlie.
Oh, it's lovely. I suppose you noticed that we were conspicuously absent among the winners.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean to say is we didn't suffer from Oscaritis. Oscaritis of the trophy.
I see. Well, I rather hoped I might get an award this year for my performance in Here We Go Again.
Yes. Well, didn't you hear, Bergen?
No.
They've discontinued that award.
Oh, they have. What award?
The award for the man who's gone the farthest with the least talent.
Oh, they have. That's pretty good.
You know he doesn't mean it.
Yeah. Of course, our picture did have some votes, though.
Oh, sure. Well, naturally. You voted, didn't you?
Yes, of course, yes.
How about you, Mr. Noble? You were in the picture. Who did you vote for?
Oh, I voted for McKinley.
Yes. No. We're talking about Here We Go Again, you know?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Oh, I voted for that.
You did, huh?
Oh, rather.
You voted for it, and so did Bergen. That makes two right there. And I voted for it.
Yes.
That makes, six.
Oh, I see. Yes. You mean...
Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
I guess we didn't get enough votes, or something went wrong.
Yes, I think we were victims of honest counting. I think so.
Charlie?
Yes, Mr. Olberg?
Mr. Berger?
So sorry.
Yes. For the past 2 weeks, I've been sending you to Mrs. Van Snort's dancing school.
Yeah.
You've said very little about it, haven't you?
Yeah.
How are you coming along?
Well. It just ain't for me, Bergen.
What?
That little finger crooking and down the nose looking.
Oh, I see. You're very fortunate to be accepted by her school.
Yeah. I think that's the dumbest smart set I ever saw.
What's the matter with him?
What's the matter with him?
Yes.
I wish you could see those girls. Braces on their teeth.
I see.
And the gam.
The what?
What fetlocks? Oh, no.
Just the same, young man. You're going to continue your dancing lessons.
Oh, gee, Berg, you don't know what you're doing to me. Why do I have to go to that polka parlor?
Now, Charlie.
I'll never be able to face Skinny Dugan and Gopher Puss or the rest of the gang.
I see. And why not?
Why not?
Yes.
You know what they'll do to me?
No.
They'll drum me out of the club. That's what they'll do.
Drum you out?
Yeah.
Out of what club?
Out of the Royal Order of Rat Sluggers.
Oh. Rat Sluggers. All right, then. All right, Charlie. You go ahead and associate with your Skinny Dugans and your Gopher Pusses and Rat Sluggers.
Yeah.
And you'll be just like them.
Well, what's wrong with them?
What's wrong with them?
Yes.
Well, they're uncouth.
Really?
Yes.
Uncouth?
Yes, they are. And so are you.
What do you mean I'm uncouth?
Well, that's just what I mean.
I'll bet I'm as couth as the next guy.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm probably a darn sight couther.
Well, Charlie, you are now at what we call the awkward age.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. And dancing will teach you to walk with grace.
Is she lonesome?
Oh, no. No, she's not lonesome.
Well, then I'll walk by herself.
No, Charlie. Some people walk with poise and dignity.
Uh-huh.
Others walk like ducks.
No.
Yes. Just like ducks. What have you got to say?
Quack. Are you interested in a dozen eggs?
No, I'm not.
Very well, then I'll waddle off.
Yes, all right. I'll even leave it to Ray Noble. Oh, Ray. I'm having a little trouble with Charlie.
Not again.
He objects to going to Mrs. Van Snort's dancing school.
Oh, why? What's the matter, Charles? Don't you like the ballet?
No, it's too strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me a ballet ache. Oh, no. Just ain't cut out to be a Nijinsky.
Well, Charlie, dancing lessons will improve your posture, won't they, Ray?
Oh, yes, quite so, boy, quite so. Yes. Why, he'll come out of the class posturized.
Yes.
Posturized.
Oh, yes. Well, you must try and get over that, Ray. You know, your jokes simply curdle me with laughter. All right.
Good myself.
Yes,
incidentally, Charles.
Give it any more billing.
As I say, I was having tea with Mrs. Van Snort the other day, and she told me she had quite a tiff with you at school.
What was this? Tiff or tea? Well,
yes.
You know, Bergen, tiff and tea at five.
No, no, no.
I understand it was quite a row.
Oh, a row.
Oh, row.
That's right, blathermouth. Tell everything.
Right.
Yes, keep right on dribbling. That's right. Now, Charlie, what is all this about?
Well, it just happened during dancing class.
Dancing class?
Yes. You see, Stinky started it all. You know Stinky.
Yeah. Well, isn't that Mrs. Van Snort's son, Skyler?
Yes, Skyler. Yeah, that's the name, Skyler, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, he was bowing to his partner, see?
Yes.
And I was standing right in back of him.
Well, he really begged for it.
So what happened?
Well, you might say he lost his balance.
You might say.
Yes, you might.
Mm-hmm. You might.
Yeah.
You expect me to believe that?
I'd appreciate very much if you would.
Yeah. Skyler lost his balance.
Yes, sir.
I see.
That's what it is.
He lost his balance.
Yes.
He lost his balance.
What he
All right, so I kicked him. Yes. And then what happened?
Well, Mrs. Van Snort picked me up by the seat of the pants, and I hit her with a crumpet in the ear trumpet. Oh, I see. She started chasing me, and I did a jackknife dive into the punch bowl.
Oh, I see. How did you come out?
Punch drunk.
Yeah, all right.
Then everybody started fighting, and the side of the house fell off.
Yeah.
From then on, it was open house.
Oh, no.
It was really a lovely brawl.
Charlie, darling, do you realize that you've disgraced me?
Have I, Bergen?
You certainly have. I'll be lucky if Mrs. Van Snort ever speaks to me again.
Oh, you won't be that lucky.
No. You'll hear from her in court.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, news is in the air, and news is everywhere. And today, all of us have a nose for news. So we bring you a noted newscaster whose news appeals to the nose. Bill Thompson. As a news analyzer, atomizer, and pasteurizer, Mr. Thompson needs no introduction, so we won't give him any. Bill Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Twiss, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asked tonight to discuss the questions of strudel garbage, on the other hand, I have four fingers and a thumb.
Oh, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
I understand you've done quite a bit of investigating about the black market. Could you tell us something about it?
I'll do more than that, Mr. Bergen. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time anywhere, we take you inside a black market.
It sure is dark in here.
Thank you, black market.
Presenting Mr. Thompson's prediction of the week.
Prediction of the week. Well, it's a little early to draw any definite conclusions at this time, but I venture to hazard an opinion that this significant month of March will be followed immediately by April. For further details, consult your local calendar. Well, that was revealing, wasn't it? Or was it? Now for our strange news items.
Pardon me, what's this coming in?
Edgar? Oh, that's my strange news item for this evening.
Oh.
A real Phlegarian Mastiff.
Oh, isn't he rather small, though?
Well, tonight he's a half Mastiff.
Oh, yes.
But he's really a very remarkable dog, Edgar.
Well, what's so remarkable about him?
Well, he's the only dog in the world with the power of speech. In other words, a talking dog. Get down. Get down, Snifter. I call him Snifter because I was having a few at the time I met him this evening. Tonight I'm going to ask Snifter two questions, and he will be able to think and then give me the answer. Quiet, quiet now, Snifter. Quiet. Who is the president of the United States? Come on, Snifter. Come on, boy, you can do it. Attaboy, president of the United States. Roosevelt.
Attaboy.
Now, the second question is a little harder. It's, what do I like for breakfast? Snifter, try hard. No, that won't get you anywhere. Don't cry out of it. Try hard now. Attaboy. That's it. Waffles. Very good. Lie down. I'll take it easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Thompson will be with us as soon as he removes his muzzle.
Thank you, Mr. Twist. A glimpse into the future. We reenact now a scene in the streets of Tokyo, 1948. Tokyo, 1948. Take it away, Tokyo. What do you know? No, Tokyo.
Bulletin, Mr. Thompson, bulletin.
Bulletin, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a small note has just come in. Say something, small note. Thank you, note. Thank you. The news the note brought was that a new theme song has been adopted by the stranded Japanese troops in New Guinea. In Japanese, it goes, which means, translated, we are waiting for 22 ships that never come in.
Mr. Thompson, I understand that through your ingenuity, we are going to hear direct from Berlin this evening. Is that correct?
Correct, Mr. Bergen. Are we ready, Mr. Twist?
Ready, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you. We take you now to the Rundfunkgesellschaft, Wilhelmstrasse, Berlin, Germany.
Good evening. Today there is a great gathering of party members celebrating Schmierkäse Tuesday. We are choked up with emotion. Some of us are choked up by request. Now we hear our beloved Führer.
Eine Stuttfreiten, Bluten, Greifen, Streifen. Eine Flochen, Grauschen, Stratten, Rätsel, Kunstverbereiten.
Eine Stotrauben, Giraffen, Gläten, in der Bluten, Blüten. Eine Blüten, Blüten. Eine Blüten, Blüten, Blüten. Thank you. You better blow your heads off, you dumb course, you are too.
Ein Punsch, den vergeiblich Reifers. Eine Schweizerheit und danach allein und steht das Mussolini. Das Mussolini und super das Mussolini.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to discontinue the broadcast because of the fervor in the Führer's voice. One of the power tubes just went in the Führer's face.
Do I have to talk to our guest?
Why, you mean Sidney Greenstreet?
Huh?
Of course you do.
I'd rather hiss and boo him.
Oh, now. What do you mean by that?
Well, did you see him in the Maltese Falcon?
Yes.
He was a crook in that one.
Yes.
He was a cad. He was a fiend.
Yes. Well, what about Casablanca?
Well, he reformed in that one. He did. He only did a little smuggling.
Oh, yes. Well, maybe you're right about that, but Mr. Greenstreet may play the part of a villain, but he's a very likable fellow.
Uh-huh. You said it, Bergen. I think he's the most hissable man in pictures.
Is that so?
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Oh.
I consider that highly complimentary.
Oh, hello, Mr. Greenstreet.
Mr. Greenstreet, we're very happy to have you with us this evening.
Thank you, Edgar. I'm glad to be here. There are so many nice people to be mean to. Yes, it's really delightful.
Mr. Greenstreet, don't you get tired of being mean to people?
Well, Charlie, as a matter of fact, I do. In fact, now my studio is asking me to play the part of a detective.
A detective? Yes, so, see.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cinch you won't be the thin man.
Personal life.
I did.
Oh, that's all right, Edgar. I'm broad-minded.
That ain't all.
tell me, Mr. Greenstreet, just how much do you weigh?
Well, the last time I weighed myself, I tipped the beam at 280.
280, huh? Stripped?
Of course not. There were people in the drugstore.
Mr. Greenstreet, about this detective part you're going to play, what's it like?
Well, I'm a master criminologist. Mm. And whenever there's something suspicious going on, I step into the scene and smell it up. I mean, smell it out.
Mr. Greenstreet, do you think I could make a good detective?
Yes, Charlie, yes. You know, it takes a crook to catch a crook.
Well, that's what I say. Mr. Greenstreet, that's an insult to both of us. What do you say we work together as detectives? We could clean up, don't you think?
That sounds great. We could open the super-duper super detective school.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could furnish hexes to mark the spot with.
How would you go about selling it?
Well, I think, I'd suggest house to house, you know. Door to door stuff, yes. You know. Now, I'll tell you what, we should rehearse
this. Oh, yes, you better rehearse.
Yes, we must be smooth.
Yes, we must be.
Because our article ain't too good, you know.
No.
now, you be the salesman, see?
Yes.
See? You're kind of oily, you know, you know, smooth talking. I'll be the happy housewife.
Happy housewife, yes, right. And,
I'm rather attractive, you know, to you.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'm just acting.
Oh, I see, I got it.
You're the happy housewife.
Yes, and I'm a pretty thing.
Yes, you are a pretty.
Not beautiful, but pretty.
Very.
Now, you're still acting. Yes, I. Now, you knock at the door, and I'll make believe I don't know you're there, see?
Very well. I'm knocking. Why don't you answer?
Well, you're knocking at the front door, you see?
Oh.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm rinsing out some paper napkins, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know how it is getting domestic help.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll knock at the back door.
All right. 50 pounds of ice, dearie.
What?
Oh, it's you. Pardon me.
How do you do, madam?
How do you do? How do you do?
Madam, did anyone ever tell you you were a vision of loveliness?
Oh, of course. Lots of people.
They lied.
That ain't the idea at all. You won't get anywhere with that approach. No. Well, you must tell me I'm beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, all right. I'll use my imagination.
Yeah.
You are beautiful, and you have a very intelligent face.
Oh, thank you. You should see me without this mud pack on.
Tell me, is your husband home?
You mean Jerome?
I think so.
No, I haven't seen him for a week, no.
Drink?
Don't mind if I do. Tell me, young man, what are you selling?
A detective course.
Oh, I'll take $5,000 worth.
Shall I wrap them up or will you eat them here?
Yeah. gee, you know, Mr. Greaser, we're bound to get away with this thing. It's essential, unless I'm wrong, and I usually am.
Yes.
Well, let's try it anyway, huh? Let's go house to house, huh?
All right, Charlie, let's go. House to house.
Yeah. Here we are. Two happy salesmen. What's the matter?
I think I hear a fingerprint.
Oh. Don't be uncouth, Sloof. Here's a house. Let's try this one.
All right, I'll jingle jangle.
Yeah, jingle jangle.
What do you want?
My, how lovely you look with a mud pack on.
No. That ain't the way to do it.
What do you want?
Any old clothes today?
Charlie, we are detectives.
Oh, in that case, any old clues?
You detectives?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't even find a goat in a phone booth.
Not so good.
Yeah, well, they can't all be sales, you know.
Well, I don't want to discourage you, Charlie, but I don't think you'd make a very good detective.
No?
No, you couldn't be an adept as a pickpocket, even.
You don't think I could be a pickpocket, huh, Mr. Greenstreet?
No. Frankly, Charlie, no.
Well, tell me, what time is it, Mr. Greenstreet?
It's just exactly.
Yeah?
Why? My watch is gone.
Here's your watch, Mr. Greenstreet, and here's your wallet. And do you recognize these?
Why, certainly. They are my suspenders. Say, what's holding my trousers up?
I am. Here are your trousers, Mr.
Charlie! How did you do that?
Oh, you know, nimble fingers and stuff like that. I guess that'll hold him for a while. Now, Mr. Greenstreet, show me what you can do.
Well, Charlie. Here's your watch.
What?
Here's your wallet. And your suspenders and your trousers.
Well, that makes us even, huh?
And oh, yes, Charlie, here's your right arm.
That is.